You recall on May 29, the president, in his inaugural speech, said subsidy was gone. And that translated into the cost of petrol, which is the stable energy supply system in Nigeria, moved from 185 naira to 600 naira, in some places 700. And clearly, it was a decision taken without any plan to take care of the repercussions. So we tried to get the government to do the right thing. And we have showed patience, but have suddenly seen the cost of everything almost go up by 200% with regards to transportation, with regards to food items and all. And they kept saying, give us time. For months, we've tried protest to drive home our point. We tried 2 days warning strike to drive home our point. And the workers can't take it anymore.
As you know, every strike, there are repercussions for strike. There is the impact on the general public. Some would say you are not serving the interest of the public by choosing to go on strike.
No, the public has even been the ones putting in intense pressure on the workers, because they see the working people, they see the trade unions as their voice. They see the trade unions as those who are able to help them speak to the leaders in government as to what the challenges are. And we've tried everything, and the leaders are just not listening. So the populace do understand. The populace are clearly in sympathy with us. One thing that is resonating with everybody, including them in government, there is a consensus that their policy has brought untold hardship. There is a consensus that they have not done enough to take care of this hardship. They have done nothing, actually, to take care of this hardship. And they just keep saying, give us time, give us time. By the time you know it, we'll all be dead. They need to do something.
There was a meeting between your group and the government, and there was an agreement to hold off on the strike. Now, you are accusing the government of not meeting its side of the bargain.
Yeah, the side of the bargain is the side that we agree with them from the word go. There were subheads that should be dealt with. The subhead with regards to wage awards. The subhead with regards to palliative to the vulnerable, including vulnerable workers. The subhead with regards to the CNG alternative to provide some relief for transportation around the country. The subhead with regards to our refineries. So we had issues with them that were short-term, they were medium-term, they were long-term. None has been addressed.